We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The Port Authority wants to get rid of toll plazas, an effort to speed things up along the Hudson River crossings. But that would also end the popular carpool discount. WCBS reporter Mike Sugarman is there with the story.
You drive between northern New York City and Jersey?
This traffic, especially the George Washington Bridge, is a pain in the neck.
Busiest in the world. A lot of people carpool. It saves them a ton of cash. It's half the regular toll. But that discount is due to end the beginning of next year, and no one seems to like that.
I don't see why they would do anything like that. I mean, it's already reducing congestion.
The Port Authority, which runs the bridge, plans to phase in automatic, humanless toll collection. It says it wouldn't be able to count the number of humans in each car.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it would be something you'd want to do.
But some point out, other states have figured it out. They say the technology exists. A Change.org petition is online asking the Port Authority to stop the carpool discount rollback. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy hasn't signed it, but he's against ending it too. Near the GWB, Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.
The MTA wants to crack down on cars that block the bus lanes. As of yesterday, the agency started handing out violations to drivers caught blocking the bus lanes on the M14 and M15, as well as the B44 bus routes. Those fines start at $50 and can go up to $250 for repeat offenders. The MTA says since October, 15,000 drivers were caught blocking the bus lanes. As part of this crackdown, the MTA is also rolling out an ad campaign. A razor blade was stuffed into a sandwich sold to an NYPD officer in Queens. That cop bit into it and cut his mouth. Cops are looking to see if the razor blade was slipped in on purpose. This happened at the Bon Appetit specialty food store in Bell Harbor. PBA President Pat Lynch told the Post it's a sad state of affairs in our city when cops have to wonder whether they can safely eat a meal in the neighborhoods they protect. You can see the razor blade for yourself up on our website, WCBS880.com. The fake money that gets made for big Hollywood movies, it looks like the real deal. So much so, people have been buying it online and using it as counterfeit.
Merchants and consumers should be really careful.
If you're getting cash this holiday season, check the bills. Senator Chuck Schumer says there's a 25% surge in counterfeit currency this year.
All of a sudden, there's a new kind of counterfeit money that's being used. Because online sellers are selling fake Hollywood money.
The law says in excess of $100 million, the funny money is sold online for next to nothing. Schumer wants the Internet Association to have its members stop selling the bills.
It shouldn't be mission impossible to prevent these fake funds from being passed off as the real thing.
Check your bills closely. In Midtown, Peter Henskel, WCBS News Radio 880.
Amazon is apparently coming to the city after all. After its failed move to Long Island City, the online giant has signed a lease for some new space at Hudson Yards on Manhattan's west side. A spokesperson for Amazon says they'll be moved in sometime in 2021. One big difference this time around, the move will come without any of the controversial tax breaks that were offered by the city and state the last go-around. The new 335,000-square-foot space will be home to about 1,500 employees in the consumer and advertising departments. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Bill Dager. It looks nice, but doesn't feel nice.
Yeah, Kevin, a beautiful start out there right now, but it is quite chilly. You'll need to pack on the layers as you head outside. Temperatures in the low 30s for the most part, but a breeze making it feel even colder. Today we'll see that sunshine and a high of 38. The wind chills in the 20s, though, all day. Clear and cold tonight. Less wind, low 26 in Midtown, as cold as 15 in some outlying areas. But then tomorrow, not as cold by the afternoon. Partly sunny, a high of 44. Milder Monday, we'll see rain rain at times. High 56. A soaking rain on Tuesday ahead of a cold front. Could even be some minor flooding. A high near 60. Turning colder Tuesday night. Rain could end to some snowflakes. Blustery Wednesday. Partly sunny. A high of just 40.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.